workers, if they're foreign workers that come on H-1B visas, that's kind of the whole point. You know, we have the ability to bring the people who are going to have the highest ROI. That is essential for providing this service, which now increases productivity in all number of sectors in the economy, makes us all productive as a result, and basically it grows the pie for everybody. There's you know, this kind of deals with, you know, when we're looking at especially kind of like the arguments around, you know, tariffs and protectionism, talking about domestic industry versus, you know, trade with foreign industry. Considering, you know, like, you know, do we have this kind of necessary obligation to protect domestic industries or to hire domestic workers, even if there's a kind of lack of efficiency? Because sure, you might lose 20,000 jobs in, you know, like, well, we'll use over here, for example, you might lose 20,000 jobs in steelmaking, but, you know, the cost of creating steel or other durable goods that are necessary for the production of houses, for example, creates this massive diffuse benefit in which houses are cheaper to build, or, you know, apartment complexes are cheaper to build, and then, you know, that factors into rent prices later on. You know, it's the kind of ongoing...
Thank you. of eyes match the pain in your own. How many times can you find yourself? Lick of green that is yet to dry. In another corner, my limbs are as strangers lost to dance. My hair is a cyclone. I can't spot the brightness that used to be mine before guilt got in and spoilt the yellow. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. did get a chance to see Steve Wynn actually on that tour back in 1990. So I'm at a venue in Detroit called the Majestic Theater. And inside the Majestic Theater was this huge, huge painting of Harry Houdini. And I don't know, it was the bartender, the manager, some drunk, I don't know. But somebody told me the story that the reason why they had that up there was the Majestic Theater is where Harry Houdini's last performance was.